Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
I am the sit-in host today, Ms. Henrietta Ivy, and I'm here with the Sunday Morning Team. Sunday Morning Team, Christy Laster, and we have Miss Beautiful Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, lady.
Good morning. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning. Good morning, Christy and Henrietta.
Good morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. This morning's show is sponsored by Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, and Heaven Sent Home Care Support Services. You want some support services? Give them a call, 7111. And again, that number is 248-626-262-7111. And Liver Noise Dental Care, keep your smile bright. Call them at 313-340-9709. Again, that number is 313-340-9709. So, you know, Michael is off for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Michael Van Tool. And we are going to wish Mrs. Van Tool a very happy birthday. Happy birthday to Miss Brenda Van Tool. She is celebrating
her birthday
on the same day of the father. That's awesome. That's awesome. So we want to, you know, give her that shout out. And we're going to come and talk about some news, some weather. We're going to get into that later on in the show. Right now, we want to let you know the show is going to be sponsored today. I am sitting in today. My name, again, is Henrietta Ivy. I am the political analyst. And I'm, again, sitting here with the Sunday Morning Team, Miss Beautiful Christy Laster, and the most amazing Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Ladies, what's going on? Talk to me this morning. How are you guys feeling today on Father's Day? Are you planning anything for your awesome husbands today?
I'll let Kimberly go first. Okay, thank you, Christy. Good morning. I was going to let you go first. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Detroit. Today is an amazing day. It's Father's Day. I am cooking for my husband and my brother who are coming over, and we're going to have a great day of fellowship and just letting the men relax while my brother's girlfriend and I serve my husband and my brother, and just teaching my children how important it is that their father is in their life and that he is active in the ways that you can celebrate them so that they can see that when they become responsible husbands and fathers, how they should be celebrated. So I'm excited to do that today.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Christy,
absolutely.
What about you, darling?
That sounds fun. I wish I could have a day where I could just kind of stay home and do just that, just cook at home. But that's okay. After service, we had food catered. And then there's a couple additional items, you know, we'll bring to make it a full meal. But we're going to just have it at the church immediately following service with my dad, my brother, my husband, and my brother-in-laws, because my dad always has a schedule. He's always up to something. He's always being a father, whether it's to us or whether it's to his spiritual children. So he has a 4 o'clock appointment. So immediately following service, we'll all fellowship in his office, decorate it, get it all nice while he's in there ministering, and then he'll come back into his office to a full spread.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. That is beautiful. You know, and it's always, I think it's just newsworthy to make sure that we celebrate fathers just as much
Absolutely.
As we celebrate mothers on Mother's Day. And so when we get an opportunity to celebrate the fathers, it is always amazing to do so and letting them know that we appreciate them as well as much as we do mothers. And I know Mother's Day gets all the hype and they get all the accolades and amenities. And on Father's Day, we kind of like, yeah, okay, happy Father's Day. But it's good to know that we have, you know, women like yourselves who celebrate their fathers and husbands in the most grand way and appreciate them throughout the year regardless, you know, of the Father's Day celebration. So I just want to say shout out to all the great dads. I want to say, you know, happy Father's Day to Michael Van Tool. I want to say happy Father's Day to my son-in-laws, Paul Billingsley and Quentin Boudreau, and to my son, Malcolm Groom, and to all the fathers, all the nephews who are fathers. So happy Father's Day to all the Detroit fathers. We wish you well. We hope you enjoy your day. We hope you get everything, all the gifts, and have all the fun that you deserve on this day. So we do have a news story. The motorcycle daredevil, Alex Harvell, crashes to death in a record jump practice try. The 28-year-old stuntman plummeted into a dirt mount short of his target on Thursday of this week. He died after the motorcycle crash during a practice run, which he attempted this run, from understanding from the article, multiple times, but on this day, the attempt failed. He was 28 years old. He launched off at Grand Canyon International Airport in Washington State, and as he prepared for an official attempt at breaking the established mark of 351 feet, he fell short of that and plummeted to his death. Condolences to his family. You know, you just never know. You know, you can be doing something that you've done millions and millions of times, and, you know, you just do it without effort, and you just never know. So my condolences to the family, to this young man. This is horrible. This is horrible, horrible, horrible. Also, there is some money coming to families in the form of early child tax credit. Now, this child tax credit normally comes during the income tax time, and you get it added to your refund when you file your federal taxes. Well, the city of Detroit has, according to Mike Duggan, will be standing with an organization called the Rescue Child Out of Poverty. And so they're going to start getting families prepared and set up on how to receive this money. The participation is nearly like 10,000 families that they're looking to seek to help get children out of poverty. And if you are a parent of 16, I think it's what, newborn to 16, you get $3,600 a month, and 17, you get $3,000 a month. So it's a lot of good money coming to the families to help them, you know, get the rest of the year to get these families out of poverty. This money would be good because, you'll have a little extra income coming in to help with school supplies. School is coming up. Food, feeding your children, and mothers who have multiple children, more than two, can probably really use this money. I think every family can, but, you know, a lot of the single moms and dads can really use this extra income coming in starting in July. What do you think about that, ladies? Do you think this is going to be helpful or harmful?
I think it will be helpful, yes. Go ahead, Chrissy. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think it's both. And I don't want to speak any negativity or anything like that, but when it comes down to receiving funds that maybe you hadn't had in that lump sum before, or maybe people that only receive large amounts of money during tax time, I think money management is a huge component that people need. Because when you talk about coming out of poverty, there are people that have, you know, knowledge and information on how to get ahead, how to structure their finances, but then there's some that don't have that knowledge. And there is a running joke, you know, about the crab legs, they better watch out and all of that. And I think there was actually a shortage of crab legs at some point, because sometimes when people receive a lump sum, they go buy things that maybe aren't necessarily something that is needed for the family, something that is needed for the children. So I think as we pass out these, as we pass out these large sums of money, we need to consider the education behind it and help people not just to get out of poverty, but to.
I agree.
And I would add, there was a study done when the stimulus checks were first going out, and it talked about how many families were lifted out of poverty and how it was an important resource for many families to be able to provide food, to be able to pay for utilities, to be able to pay for housing that they would not have had just because of all the different issues that we were going through during the pandemic. So I do think it's helpful. I agree with Chrissy. We do have to have education, and we see that. You know, whenever people win the lottery or win some large sum of money, they go out and they splurge on things that they weren't, unfortunately, able to afford before. And there is a big joke about crab legs. They're like, yeah, when the stimulus checks went out, all you saw across Facebook was everybody was eating crab legs.
It was true.
And we laughed at it. However, what we saw was people celebrating and enjoying the finer things in life, quote unquote, that most people sometimes can't enjoy because you don't have that luxury. So I do think it will be helpful. I agree with Chrissy. We need to have money management classes and education. And, you know, that's something that can be given access to across the nation because, you know, when you look at when things are expensive, like I'll just bring out gym shoes. Whenever a new Jordan shoe comes out and you go to the mall, the lines are ridiculous. I'm like, really? You showed up for Air Jordans, but you don't show up to vote? Okay, I'm not gonna pick up like Michael would do and start preaching.
So
I'm just saying.
There's a hard need for money management. It's funny because some of the commentaries on this issue was that we need to have more money management if we're talking about, you know, giving this kind of money to families so that they can stay out of poverty, not just expect this kind of resource because, it's, you know, they need it, but to also teach them how to manage that kind of money. Because you have to, you ladies both are correct. A lot of money went out during COVID. And I mean, people who had multiple children had lots and lots of money to pull themselves out of all kinds of debt, but they went another direction. Yeah. And again, enjoying the finer things in life, which is okay. But in doing it, you have to have a stop point where you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to have a little fun with this, but I got to, you know, at least take the money off the top that you're going to have for yourself and leave the bulk of that money to, you know, handle things that need, like your rent, your lights, your gas. Any type of emergency needs, have something put away because they had enough money to do so. But we also have on the line with us right now, we have Regina, the Queen of Carlone, on the line, and we have the amazing Reverend Randall Smith. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say I love this topic this morning because being in the car business for 23 years, just realizing people don't take care of their credit. And people just don't make good financial decisions when it comes to just anything. So I just wanted to say that I love you, love the show. I love the topic. This is one of my favorite topics, and I'm going to just continue to listen. So thank you.
Thank you, Regina. You know, I know you know your thing when it comes to this credit thing. You know, you are the queen of getting it together, right? You know how to let a person know exactly what they need, what they need to do. You know, I really think they should have had you at a town hall talking to some of these younger folks about how to handle this money because they need a lesson in that. So that would have been amazing. Maybe a lot of them probably would need to use a child tax credit right now because they still have some of them thousands of dollars. But, you know, that's a topic for another show. But thank you for joining us, Regina, because I know you know your stuff, and, you know, I'm glad that you were given the opportunity to sit in on this conversation with us. Mr. Randall Smith, are you on the air with us? Hi, Randall Smith.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. Good morning, Sunday morning to
you. Like you've been partying.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
You're having a good free Father's Day.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Just trying to get just trying to get prepared for some things coming up this week. That's all. Oh, ma'am. This Father's Day is I'm wishing all the fathers, Father's Day. I miss mine very much. Yeah. And so I don't have too much to say about it, but, you know, it is what
it is.
Happy
Father's Day to you, and happy Father's Day to your dad. Is your dad still amongst us, or has he went to heaven?
No, he stepped on up a little higher to the great beyond. He's gone up there to be with the Lord. It's kind of hard. It's real hard, but I don't talk too much about it.
Yeah, that's understandable. Well, thank you for getting on with us this morning, Randall, and happy Father's Day to you as well, and happy Father's Day to your Heavenly Father as well.
You great ladies have an awesome rest of your day, and thank you for inviting me.
You
You're
too.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to a commercial break in about 3 minutes, and we're going to talk about some of our amazing sponsors. And we are going to be coming right back as soon as we are done with that commercial break.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9800. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going
to be all right. Welcome back to the Michael Van Tool Show. This is a special Father's Day edition. We like to say happy Father's Day again to Michael Van Tool, who's out today celebrating Father's Day along with his beautiful wife's birthday, Miss Brenda Van Tool. And we want to say happy birthday again to the beautiful Mrs. Brenda Van Tool. And we want to say happy Father's Day again to all the fathers in Detroit. The ladies of the Sunday morning team is sitting in, and we are rocking it out for Michael on Father's Day. Kimberly, what's the weather?
So it is 70 degrees right now. It is a great, happy Sunday morning. Sunday morning will be mild with temps starting in the mid-50s and 60s. As the sun rises, temperatures climb to the 80s by lunchtime. Sunday afternoon will be bright and hot. Highs in the middle and upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms will develop and arrive early this evening. There is a slight enhanced risk of strong to severe storms. Torrential downpours, dangerous lightning, and damaging winds are likely. Golf balls to tennis ball size hail is possible. The best chance of the heavier storms will probably happen tonight after 8 and afterwards. Today is also the longest day of the year. It is the summer solstice, and so summer officially begins today at 11:31 p.m. So our high today will be 88 degrees with scattered showers and a low of 70. Tomorrow we will have a high of 81 with more scattered showers and a low of 52. On Tuesday it will be bright and sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 53. On Wednesday it will be sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 61. On Thursday it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 68. And on Friday we'll return to showers in the evening with showers and storms with a high of 85 and a low of 67. And next Saturday we'll have a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 80 and a low of 65.
Wow, we are definitely in officially in summer, although I think we have already been officially in summer for a few weeks now. But, yeah, get those umbrellas out.
Exactly.
Because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be raining on us, and we want to be ready. And, you know, this is what they call the sundress season. And I just want to make a little bit of something about ladies. If we're going to wear sundress, not talking about us. I know we're queens. We do what we're supposed to do and look good and classy at it.
Uh-oh.
But I just want to throw out this one little thing to my younger sisters out here. Yes, it is sundress season. And, yes, you know, we want to get out there. We want to be cute. We want to be attractive. But let's remember, ladies, you know, we have a younger generation of young ladies looking at us and looking at them. And we want to make sure we want to represent in the most classy way. So, ladies, make sure you put your underwear on or something. Because when you fall, we don't want to see all your business.
That's right.
So be cautious of how you rock things out when you're out here in these streets. Because, you know, we already get a bad take about who we are. So we want to make sure, you know, I want to do a little bit how Monique talked about the bonnet situation. I want to talk about the sundress situation. Let's keep it classy, ladies. Let's keep it classy, young ladies.
Yes.
I ain't jealous, don't get me wrong. They cute, but you know, some things you have to be mindful of. We don't want to see all that.
To always wear the appropriate underwear or undergarments. Always make sure that whatever you don't want to show should be covered. Now, if you're trying to show things, that's something different. But if you are trying to make sure that certain areas are to be covered, then make sure that they're covered properly, making sure that if you decide to go run, things aren't going to spill out, or as you said, when you fall, everybody gets to see all your wonderful treasure chest. You don't want that to happen. So make sure that you dress appropriately. Make sure that your sundress fits well, because a lot of times, you know, straps will fall and you have to keep readjusting. So you have to make sure that fits. And don't wear it where it's so tight, where it feels like your blood circulation is being cut off. Because while that may be uncomfortable for you to wear, right, it's uncomfortable for us to look at you because we're like, oh, my goodness, she's about to pop out. So just keep those things in mind.
And it's just like seconds away from peeking, and all she got to do is twist wrong, move wrong, fall forward, lean
exactly.
back, and bam, there it goes. So you'd be like, oh, see, we already malfunction happening.
Exactly, exactly, yes.
But you know what? I think we need more of these types of conversations with individuals, and it's not just younger people. And I know we talk about – and. I don't consider myself that young, but I'm young enough. But it's not just younger people that are looking at us or that could use a sister girlfriend or someone that just pull them to the side and say, hey, your dress is beautiful. Let's talk about how to, you know, enhance or adjust and so you'll feel comfortable and you won't give off a particular impression to people. Like, we need to have more of these types of conversations with people. Some people have gotten to the point where they just don't want to hear what others have to say about how they dress. But I remember coming up as a young woman and these conversations were had often
often, often about the proper undergarment and how you should carry yourself and all of that. So I know it's Father's Day, and it's probably not the hot topic of the day. but you know what? I think when fathers talk about this to their young ladies, and the impression that they give, I think it makes a huge impact as well. So thank you for bringing this up. Let's continue to have these types of conversations.
Absolutely. I think that is definitely important. But again, being Father's Day, and there are a lot of dads who are fathers to young daughters who need to, you know, have this, you know, and young ladies, let me just say this. When your parents speak to you about your inappropriate dressing, they're not trying to stop you from being young and cute and whatever. Some clothes that are trendy just ain't appropriate, right? And so when your parents or whoever's your caretaker or caregiver say, hey, that's a little too revealing, don't take it as an offense. Take it as someone loves you and wants to protect you and wants to see you grow into the blossoming flower that you are. Don't ruin your growth by trying to follow the trends. You know, I have to agree with you, Chris. When I was coming up, these conversations were had. You wouldn't get past grandma, mama, uncle, granddaddy, daddy with anything going, because they won't
take
you
before
you
going?
Walk out the door.
Exactly.
They was like, hold on, where you think you're going? Don't try to put on no lipstick and walk out that house, because you got your lips wiped right on off. You know?
You sure did.
So it's okay to have someone care about you, want to, you know, protect you, because we're living in a whole different generation, a whole new dimension of things, and things are open. It's open. But we as parents, and I say we because I'm talking about the village, have to be mindful. We can't just allow this new way of living interrupt the growth of our beautiful women, young black women. And we have to be mindful that when we tell them, it's not to take away from you, but to add to you. So we want you to be appropriate. You can wear your sundress, just be appropriate. You can wear lipstick, just don't look like you out there ready to go, you know, stand on a corner somewhere. As it was told to me, I had on some lipstick one day, and my godmother was like, so you trying to, what you advertising? I'm looking at her like, what? I thought I was being cute where I got my little lipstick on. She said, honey, you got too much on. Unless you're trying to sell something, you can take some of that off. And I didn't understand, but it hit me because it was like, okay, in my mind, I wasn't offended. I was like, I don't want to look like that, because I thought I was being, I thought I was good. But I, you know, as women of the village, they let you know how to do it appropriately. Mm-hmm. So I took that as, okay, yeah, you know, let me go take this off because I don't want nobody to think I'm selling nothing, you know. But it's a different generation. They, you know, they get offended more so than they take it as a gesture of love. So, give me another good story news. So we're going to start with you, Christy. Give us a good word. What's on your mind this morning, sweetheart?
Well, the fact that it is Father's Day today, you know, and I was thinking about how fortunate I am to have had my father in my life. He is an amazing man, Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr. He is an amazing. Not only was he a father and provider for us, but he was a father to his church members, too. We couldn't talk about them. You know how church kids are. Anyway, but he was a great father, spiritual father to them as well, being there for them in the midnight hour during deaths and life experiences. So I was fortunate enough to have an amazing father. But my heart goes out to those that either have lost their fathers, or perhaps you've never had that father figure in your life. But Psalm 68 and 5 tells us that God himself will be a father to the fatherless. And sometimes people feel that there is a void or there is a missing place in their life. But I'm so grateful for men that have stepped up into lives. Some people call it a stepdad, and some say it's a step-up dad because he stepped up and fulfilled that place. There are mentors that God will send into the lives of young people to help them through their process. And sometimes you may get that person even later on in life to be a blessing to you, to be a father to you, to be a guide to you. But I just want to just send all of my love out to the fathers that have stepped up, that have been amazing fathers. And then my heart goes out to those that have lost their fathers. But just know, no matter what you are experiencing in terms of the lack of, God will be a father to you. If you just pray, just talk to him, he'll step in and he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll give you wisdom on how to navigate and be the father maybe that you didn't have. So those are my thoughts this morning. Just happy about Father's Day. You know, my cousin posted a video on Instagram and Facebook. He was very dramatic. He's just a funny person overall. And he said simply, treat me right. You know, he was yelling to the top of his lungs. He probably can't even preach today. He was yelling. And he was just saying, treat fathers right. And it was a joke the way that he did it. But if you have a good man in your life that has been an amazing father, go the extra mile today and let them know that they are appreciated. It's not about hundreds of dollars, but any way that you can, let them know that they are appreciated and you are thankful for what they have added to your life. So those are my thoughts today.
Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to continue the conversation when we come back with callers. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9800. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be
the Michael Van Tool Show. My name is Henrietta Ivey. I am the sit-in host for the Michael Van Tool Show today for Father's Day. Happy Father's Day again to all the fathers in Detroit. We are here with the Sunday morning team, the beautiful ladies, Miss Christy Laster, and our amazing Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And when we left for commercial break, we were on a topic of talking about appropriate dressing, sundress season, and fathers and the village helping our young ladies appropriate themselves when they're wearing these dresses. But we do have a caller, and I want to get to your point too, Kim, but I want to announce we have Mr. Stephen Kathy Chaplin is on the line. Let me get my mouth right today, okay? You look, I haven't had my coffee, y'all, so my brain is tick-tocking a little bit. Like, this is a girl, you need some coffee. Mr. Chaplin, Stephen, my brother,
yes.
how are you this
bless
morning?
You. Oh, bless you, bless the team, man, bless bless the brother in his absence today. Oh, my God. You guys, I got a late start this morning, but I thank God anyhow. But you guys are doing a tremendous job. Amen. I think the devil mad that I didn't hear the start of the – well, he might be a little happy.
Well, you know,
the devil a little happy.
Man, when you walk right
yeah,
any time of your, a day,
you
don't matter to him.
You
better say, man, he's just an evil little something anyway. But
man,
you hear?
Shout out to all of y'all. I shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to the missionary, man. God bless your spirit. You said a bit about the what the girls dress wearing. I just want to say I thank God for all of the fathers, and I thank God for being my father. I thank God for being the father for all of us who lost our fathers for whatever reason. Could be therefore because he decided to go to another house. Amen. But we have thank God for God. I think that one of the things that us fathers should do is that this should be the day that a father who has held a child fatherless, you should go and see that child. You should spend this time. You should take Father's Day and say, you know what, I know I ain't been as right or as faithful to you as a dad as I should have been throughout the year, but if you can give me this one day right here, I can start. So that's what I think, because there's a lot of children that's affected by the absence of a physical father. See, we all know we got a spiritual father, but there's an absence in the lives due to that. And I think that should be something that should be considered on a Father's Day or even so on a Mother's Day, but we ain't talking about the mothers today. We talking about us daddies.
That's right.
I thank God for my children. I thank God for my children, man. I thank God that he allowed me to share with the children that he has given me. Amen. Because, see, we have the body that God chooses to do his will in, whether it's us or our children. So God chose us, and I just thank God for being a father to this world where so many of us are fatherless. But I encourage these dads to start going to your kids on Father's Day and say, you know what, I'm ready. I'm gonna give it a start. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know what? It's always a pleasure, brother, to have you on sitting in with the Sunday morning team, because you bring so much amazing energy and you bring the word to the point where you want to stand up and shout and do a praise dance. And
oh, hallelujah.
You do it every time. There's never a time I hear your voice that I don't want to get up. Sometimes I just get my chair spinning around because you just get that energy. So I want to thank you, brother, for bringing that energy to the Sunday morning team and sitting in with us ladies this morning and giving us just that amazing spiritual energy. And I want to say shout out again to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Mama, we didn't forget about you this morning. My apologies. But I want to say to you, I love you. We got the lady sitting up here today representing for Michael Santu. And I hope that you're listening. I hope that you're very proud of what we are doing here today. Kimberly,
I wanted
to hear your commentary on this sundress issue. And we left off on that, and I wanted to hear your feedback. So tell us, what is your feedback on the topic?
So I grew up in a family where my father, he would always tell me, you represent this family. Whatever you do, whatever you put on, whatever you say, everything represents this family. I had a mother who would instruct me, as you and Christy both talked about, what the proper undergarments to wear. My mother was very diligent in how you were to sit, how you were to keep straight posture. Your shoes were never scuffed, how to carry your bag, how a lady carries herself.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we see young people out, as Reverend Kathy said, you will get people who will look at other people and say, oh, why are they doing that? Or somebody needs to go over there and tell them. And sometimes we have to remember, sometimes people don't have a father for whatever reason. And we have to tell people in love, what the right way is to do that. And so I'm grateful to have had my father to be able to have told me in love what the right things were to do. I am grateful that I have a husband who tells my own children, my two sons, in love what they should do. You know, what brightens my day sometimes is we'll be out someplace and we'll be walking towards a door, and I typically walk behind my children, not because I'm walking behind my children, but I'm being a mama lion. My husband's usually in the front. I'm usually in the back because we're protecting our family.
And so
my husband will be the first one, and he'll stop and tell my children, he said, let your mother go through first. And he always gives me that respect. And my sons know it now where they're like, mommy, you go first. And so they know to walk in after me. And so all of those things that we talk about, those are things that fathers do very well. And today should be a day about celebrating the good things that fathers do. Fathers are very important. There's a reason why scripture talks about a man shall leave, or a woman shall leave her mother and father, and a man shall leave his family, and they shall cleave together as one. I'm paraphrasing. But they will become a family, because that is a unit. You need two parents. Now, this isn't a conversation against anyone, however your family is set up. It's talking about what the Word of God says. And so when we have fathers, let's make sure that we celebrate them. But what I want to encourage the men to do in addition to that, which is something that robs us of fathers, is that men don't take care of themselves. And so today I'm encouraging every man who is hearing my voice, put your feet up, sit down, whatever you need to do. Hopefully you can wait until the following weekend or until tomorrow. But today is the day where you get to rest and just be dead, not Mr. Fix It, not Mr.
That's
I need
good,
to go
Kim.
To the bank
That's
to
good.
Get to get some money. Or I need to go and break up, you know, fix the issue. Just
right.
be dead.
Just
be right.
dead.
Just be dead
yes.
to
yes.
your children. Whether you were the physical person that created them or not, if you decided that those children were going to live under your roof, or you told them that they could call you dad, then those are your children.
Your children,
celebrate.
That's right.
Celebrate with them and be with them today, because this time, you know, we've been through this pandemic and we've watched 500,000 people pass away from COVID. Nothing is promised. So today, celebrate. Be with your family. Do whatever it is. There's a basketball game is going to be on today. Whatever it is that you do, just be with your family and enjoy that time, because when it's gone, trust me, as a child who, as Brother Randall Smith said, when you lose your parent, the world changes, and you can't get that back. So enjoy today. And fathers, take care of yourselves. We need you to stay around.
Amen. Amen. And that was, you know, I want to just say to, you know, my father passed away in 2016. Well, that was the hardest year ever for me. I mean, I was coming off of all of my glory and doing all of my things politically, and everything was taken off for my career. I mean, life was grand. I had my dad cheering me on. And, you know, as a daughter, as a daddy's girl, it is hard when you lose your father. It's hard to lose your father, period, but I was strictly a daddy's girl. To get that call, to find out in the manner that I found out how my father passed. He passed away to sleep. He didn't pass away tragically, but the way that it happened, and that's a whole different Oprah show. It took a lot out of me, because I said to myself, who's going to love me the way he did now? And if you are a daughter to a father, who you are a daughter, a daddy's girl, you understand that statement. A father's love for a girl is so important in our growth. And I was lucky enough and blessed enough to have had a father who loved me and made me feel like the prettiest girl in the world, although I am. dignified me everything, I mean, even during my trials and tribulations, during my ups and downs in my marriage, my father always reminded me of this very thing. You are mm-hmm. a princess, and don't you ever forget it. And he would always remind me of how much he loved me, and he would always support me. I could go and talk to my father about battling about nothing. He'll just sit there, and he'll have the greatest advice. He would, you know, if he saw me going in a direction I shouldn't go in, he came and pulled me back so lovingly. It's hard. So, you know, when Father's Day comes, although my father didn't celebrate Father's Day because of his religion, he nevertheless, he was an amazing dad. And even though I would still honor him on Father's Day, he never turned it down. You know, he allowed me to love him in the way that I wanted to love him and celebrate him. He never turned it down. So I want to say happy Father's Day to my amazing heavenly dad who passed away now. I want to say happy Father's Day to the late, great King Mr. Henry Eugene Slackman. Thank you, Father, for instilling in me all the wonderful things you did about being a lady, about being a career woman, about being a mother, just about being myself. I want to thank you for everything you did for me while you were here on earth, and now you're up there with the ancestors building up those wonderful things for your children to come to one day, and we will see you again, Dad. I love you. And as a thank you for the lessons. I just
Amen.
Wanted to give that out without, you know, fighting back tears, but we have to go to one more commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com. or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
edition Father's Day of the Michael Van Tool Show. I am the sit-in host this morning, Henrietta Ivy. I am the political analyst, and we are sitting in with the beautiful Sunday morning team, the ladies of the Sunday morning team, Christy Laster and Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Ladies, this has been an amazing show. It has been an informative show. The topic was fire.
And I, you know, I really just want to say thank you, ladies, for supporting me and taking in this, you know, taking in for Michael this morning. I was honored to do so, but I was so scared. And I tried to figure out how I'm going to do this. And thank you so much for we rocked it out. You guys really made it comfortable for me, and I appreciate it. Thank you to the callers. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the city of Detroit who watches this Mike Van Tool show online, and they call in every Sunday. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate you for giving us making us a family household name. We truly appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. I want to say again, thank you to the amazing missionary Hattie Humphrey, because honestly, without her guidance, love, and support, and spiritual love for all of us to sit on this team, none of this would be possible without her first approval of who she feels going to represent her brand. So I want to say thank you, yeah. Missionary. You are
right. So
loved. You are honored. I know it's Father's Day, but I still have to give honor to the woman who made all this possible for all of us.
Absolutely.
Any last-minute commentary from the team?
Yes, I do, Kenrietta. You know, we didn't mention anything about Juneteenth. I know that we have a long way to go. I know that there are other things that we need to be addressed and resolved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I saw many comments just about, let's celebrate the small victories, but let's keep working towards the things that we know are needed in America. So I just wanted to make mention of mm-hmm. Juneteenth. And I know Henrietta and Kim, I know you guys have comments about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm sorry that that was one of the main topics, but something hit me in my spirit about this sundress. I promise you that was not planned. It was like something just hit me about it, and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going with it.
It's needed.
Because my topic was supposed to be for Juneteenth and get into the history of it. And again, so many celebrations went on yesterday. The African American Leadership Awards were last night. They gave away awards to some amazing, amazing people who were so well-deserving of those awards. So I just want to mention great job to Sashana Gill and Al B.J. Williams for putting on an amazing award show for all these amazing people in the city of Detroit and these new up-and-coming leaders, the ones to watch leaders, youth leaders, just amazing. I didn't have an opportunity to attend. Again, you know, I always buy something and just, I don't know, I'm not rich. I get so swamped because I had some business stuff that I had to take care of. And so I was not able to attend it, but I did see a lot of the video. And I just want to mention that Juneteenth is the emancipation that's on June 19th of 1865, enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, were told they were free. And a century and a half later, people in cities and towns across the U.S. continue to celebrate this occasion. So it is definitely 1865. That's, what, 300 years?
Mm-hmm. About.
So we have history, and I just want to say happy Juneteenth to all the African Americans in this country. We have something to celebrate, and we have a long way to go to continue getting ourselves recognized as a people in this country and for the work that we have done to build this country. Kimberly, I'm going to throw it to you.
All right. Thank you. I think it is great that we are recognizing Juneteenth, but I also think that we need to remember that it is a Texas holiday. There are mm-hmm. other days. For example, in the Midwest area in Michigan, we have what's called Emancipation Day, which happens August the 1st. And mm-hmm. so just like Christy said, we're celebrating our small victories, but working to the larger victory of recognizing the entire totality of what African-American history is in this country, and that's what we're working for. So I think it is very important that we celebrate Juneteenth. I think it is an important day because you need to understand why it took until Juneteenth in 1865 for the slaves in Galveston, Texas, to understand that they were free when they were already free
mm-hmm.
because of the Emancipation Proclamation that was signed mm-hmm. prior to that. However, mm-hmm. they didn't know that because, you know, people weren't allowed to read. No one was going to tell them that they were free. But we
Absolutely.
Need to understand the history of that. But we also need to understand the history of when for example, here when we talked about Emancipation Day, that that was the time that Britain declared that slavery was illegal in Britain and that they were getting out of the slave trade. And so you have to understand the importance of that to our neighbor in Canada and how that relates to us. So understanding that Juneteenth is a part of a much larger situation or part of our history that we need to understand, I think is very important.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for that feedback. Thank you, Christy, for your feedback. Thank you to Chaplain Stephen Cathy for joining us today. Thank you to Regina, the Queen of Carlones, for joining us on the panel today. Thank you to the amazing Reverend Randall Smith for joining us on the call today. I want to say this has been an amazing show. We are nearing the end of the Michael Van Tool Show with the Sunday Morning Team. And I just want to say again, happy Father's Day, Michael, and happy birthday, Brenda. And we are going to end the show with an amazing song. But I want to say thank you, everybody. Happy Father's Day again. All the fathers that stepped up, have a wonderful day. And we will look forward to seeing you back here, next Sunday at 9 a.m. to join the Sunday Morning Team and Michael Van Tool for a Sunday of conversation and engagement. Everybody have a great Sunday. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Happy Father's Day.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Carlones. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Carlones. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Carlones. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. You want to change? Do you wanna stay the same?
Say that we wanna see
people live.
Yeah.